It's Friday, April 10th, and welcome to Higher IQ. We've spent this week talking about inflation, ceasefires, and the placebo effect. Today, we're going somewhere different. In 1714, a German philosopher named Gottfried Wilhelm Leibniz, the same man who co-invented calculus and the binary system that powers every computer you've ever used, asked a question that no one has answered in the three centuries since. Why is there something rather than nothing? It sounds simple. It is the hardest question anyone has ever asked. The power of the question is in what it rules out. Leibniz wasn't asking how the universe works. Physics handles that. He wasn't asking how life began. Biology handles that. He was asking why there's a universe at all, why there's anything to study, why existence in any form instead of a permanent, total void. Think about it this way. For most things that exist, you can explain them by pointing to something else. This chair exists because someone built it. The Earth exists because gravity pulled dust into a sphere. The solar system exists because a cloud of gas collapsed. You can keep going backward, through the Big Bang, through whatever conditions preceded it, and each step has a cause. But at some point, you hit a wall. Either the chain of causes goes back forever, which means there's no first cause and no ultimate explanation, or it stops somewhere, which means something exists for no reason at all. Neither answer is satisfying. Both are probably the only options. Leibniz's own answer was God. He argued that everything that exists needs a sufficient reason for its existence, and that the universe, being contingent, meaning it didn't have to exist, requires an external explanation. That explanation, he said, must be something that exists necessarily, meaning something whose non-existence would be impossible. He called that thing God. The argument is elegant. The problem is that it just moves the question. If everything needs an explanation, what explains God? Leibniz said God exists necessarily by his own nature, but saying something exists necessarily is a description, not an explanation. It labels the mystery rather than solving it. The philosophical alternative is what Bertrand Russell proposed in a famous 1948 BBC radio debate. When asked why the universe exists, Russell said, "I should say that the universe is just there, and that's all." In philosophy, this is called treating the universe as a brute fact, something that simply is, with no deeper explanation. The physicist Sean Carroll has taken a similar position, arguing that any attempt to account for the existence of something rather than nothing must ultimately bottom out in a set of brute facts. The universe exists. There is no why. This is intellectually honest, but it asks you to accept that the most fundamental feature of reality, the fact that anything exists, has no explanation. Most human beings find that deeply uncomfortable, which may say more about us than about the universe. Physics offers a different angle, though it doesn't quite answer the question either. Lawrence Krauss, in his book, A Universe from Nothing, argued that quantum mechanics allows universes to emerge spontaneously from a quantum vacuum. Empty space isn't truly empty. It seethes with energy and virtual particles that pop in and out of existence. Under certain conditions, a quantum fluctuation could produce an entire universe. The math works. The problem is that a quantum vacuum isn't nothing. It's a highly structured physical state governed by the laws of quantum mechanics. Asking where the quantum vacuum came from, or why those laws exist, rather than other laws or no laws at all, puts you right back at Leibniz's question. You've explained how something comes from something else. You haven't explained why there's anything to start with. Some philosophers, following Spinoza and later Einstein, have argued that existence is necessary. There couldn't have been nothing, because nothingness is inherently unstable or logically impossible. The word nothing itself is tricky. You can't observe nothing. You can't test for it. Any observation requires an observer, which is already something. As the Stanford Encyclopedia of Philosophy notes, no experiment could ever support the hypothesis there is nothing, because conducting the experiment would disprove it. Maybe the question has a built-in paradox. You can only ask, why is there something from inside something? The question may be unanswerable by design. Martin Heidegger called this the fundamental question of metaphysics. William James called it the darkest question in all philosophy. 300 years after Leibniz posed it, every attempted answer has the same structure. It either pushes the question back one level, God created the universe, But who created God? The quantum vacuum produced the universe, but what produced the vacuum? Or it declares the question unanswerable and asks you to make peace with that. There's a second layer to this question that most people skip past, and it might be the more unsettling one. Grant, for the sake of argument, that physical matter exists for some unknown reason. Atoms, energy, forces, the raw ingredients of a universe. You still have to explain why that matter developed the capacity to be aware of itself. The existence of consciousness, the fact that there is something it is like to be you, that you don't just process information but experience it, is a separate mystery, stacked on top of the first one. Philosophers call this the hard problem of consciousness. Neuroscience can map which brain regions activate when you see the color red, feel pain, or fall in love. What it cannot explain is why those activations produce subjective experience at all. A sufficiently complex computer processes information. It doesn't feel anything. At least we don't think it does. Something about the arrangement of matter in your skull produces an inner life, a first-person perspective, a sense of what it is like to be. No one knows why. No one knows how. David Chalmers, the philosopher who named the hard problem in 1995, argued that consciousness might be a fundamental feature of the universe itself, as basic as mass or charge, not something that emerges from complexity, but something that was always there. If that's true, then existence isn't just physical matter bumping around, it's physical matter that, under certain arrangements, lights up with awareness. The universe doesn't just exist, it knows it exists. And that might be the strangest thing of all. You might wonder why any of this matters on a Friday morning when the CPI report just dropped and there's a ceasefire to monitor and your inbox is full. The honest answer is that it probably doesn't, in any practical sense. Leibniz's question won't help you make a decision or save money or understand a policy. But there's a version of mattering that isn't practical. Every other question you encounter, about inflation, about war, about how your body heals itself, sits inside this one. All of those questions assume a world that exists and a person capable of asking about it. Leibniz's question is the one underneath all the others. You don't have to answer it, you probably can't, but knowing it's there changes the texture of everything else, even if only slightly. What makes this worth sitting with isn't that someone might eventually solve it, it's what the question reveals about the limits of human understanding. We are creatures who explain things by pointing to causes. We are built to ask why. And here's a question where the entire apparatus of explanation, the chain of because leading to because that underlies all of science, philosophy, and religion, runs out of road. The question doesn't have a known answer. It may not have a possible one. And yet it remains the most honest question you can ask about the world you woke up in this morning. So if this comes up in conversation, here's how to think about it. Leibniz asked, "Why is there something rather than nothing?" in 1714, and nobody has answered it since. The religious answer says God, but that moves the question back one step. The philosophical answer says the universe is a brute fact with no explanation. The physics answer says quantum fluctuations can produce universes from a vacuum, but a vacuum isn't nothing. Every answer either pushes the mystery deeper or asks you to stop asking. The question is 300 years old, and it's exactly as unsolved as the day it was asked. Have a good weekend, stay informed, stay curious, and we'll see you tomorrow.